So now, Perek Tes is a segue. Perek Beis through Perek Tes described what a human being is built upon. We talked about not two different forces, but two different systems. There's a Nefesh Elokis, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathing his essence into a human being. There's a Nefesh Behemis, or Nefesh Chiyunis, which comes from material associated with the world of Klipos. Remember, the world of Klipos doesn't mean a world of evil. It just means a world in which Hashem's infinite presence trickled down so far that it's difficult to discern because it's covered by material. That's where your Nefesh Behemis comes from. Now, here's the issue. They both occupy one person. I don't just mean one body, but one identity, one body, one set of skills, one intellect. Your intellect is not the Nefesh Elokis. Your Nefesh Elokis is even deeper. So there's you, meaning your body, your blood, your eyes, your intellect, your emotions, your heart, everything that you are. But deeper than that, there are two neshamos, the Nefesh Elokis and Nefesh Behemis. So now there's one, we'll call organism, not just your body, but your psychology, your thoughts. There's one organism that has two different systems inherent in it. Now, each of these systems has a different center point. The center point for the Nefesh Behemis, which is the Nefesh that comes from the world of Klipos, the center point for that is the heart, and not just the heart, but the left part of the heart. The left part of the heart is where blood is contained after it's oxygenated, after it already visits the lungs, and the blood is ready to be circulated throughout the whole body. So it's a pretty good place to occupy. So the Nefesh Behemis, it's Mishkan, it's a fortress of solitude. It's CNC, Control and Command Center, as we would say, is in the left part of your heart, where the blood is ready to spread out to the entire body. It's a pretty good place to have, because this left ventricle, the left chamber of the heart, is controlling the entire body. It's providing blood, it's providing oxygen. So the Nefesh Behemis is in that location. However, the Nefesh Elokis is occupying the brain, is occupying your mental process. And that mental process controls the whole body as well, neurologically. It's a pretty good alternate site to take up residence in the brain. And the Nefesh Elokis starts in the brain, which is what makes Chabad Hasidus very, very intellectual. But the brain's thoughts, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the three parts of Hashem that have emanated into your Nefesh Elokis, I don't mean into your brain, into your Nefesh Elokis, which is not your brain, but happens to be residing in the brain, that intellect can then use the brain to think thoughts, Chachma Bina Vadas, as we spoke about, and then try to spread the Nefesh Elokis throughout the entire body, even throughout the heart. Because remember, the brain feeds the heart. The Nefesh Behemis, the heart feeds the brain. This is why, at least in some forms of Hasidus, if you try to detect whether a thought or a motivation or a desire is pure or not, so in Chabad at least, if you're able to detect, does it start intellectually or does it start emotionally? If I feel that the start is thought and cognition and consideration, and then it becomes an emotion, because when you think about something, it becomes emotional. So when you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can breed the emotions of Ava and Yira that we spoke about in previous parakim, then it's likely to be a thought and an impulse which is driven by the Nefesh Elokis. However, if the desire or the thrust was primarily passion and emotion, then it probably started in the left part of the heart, and even though it morphed into something intellectual because your brain was then influenced by your passion and your thought and your emotion, then it's probably the Nefesh Behemis that's affecting it. Okay, so that's the first part of Perek Tes. Two different systems. Each system has its own ground zero, has its own Mishkan, has its own location where it can try to affect the entire human organism, not just your body, but also your entire set of faculties, your psychological faculties, your mental faculties, your emotional faculties. Okay. Ula'om mila'om yematz. Remember in Parshas Toldos, two different brothers and they're trying to capture the kingdom. That in Sefer HaTanya is not just a pasuk describing Yitzchak and Esav and Yaakov, but describing the battle for you. These two systems don't just have different locations in which they're grounded, but they each are battling over you. They each want to control you. Based on the Gemara, says, Ir Katana, there's a little city, and the two people that are battling for it, the Gemara that he quotes, and your body is like an Ir Katana, and there are two different kings that are battling not just to control, but also, here's the key point, but also for a conversion. Your Nefesh Elokis wants to convert not just all your faculties, but to convert even the parts that are more naturally associated with the Nefesh Behemoth into where your entire system, and this is something which is almost impossible to achieve, but since you have a Nefesh Elokis, this is the desire, where your entire body, all your thoughts, all your actions just become almost passive and subject to the whims and the desires of your Nefesh Elokis. And so too with your Nefesh Behemoth. Your Nefesh Behemoth wants to convert everything into something that it influences so that your entire body, thoughts, process, even the Nefesh Elokis become subject to it. So there's this battle. Remember we talked about how binary the Sefer HaTanya is? It's a battle for your, I want to say soul, because you have two souls, but there's a battle for your existence. It's a battle between two different subsystems, between the Nefesh Elokis and the Nefesh Behemoth. And how you navigate that battle will determine whether you're a tzaddik, or a rasha, or a beinoni, which is how the Sefer began. There is tzaddikim, there is rishayim, there are beinonim. How you succeed at that battle will begin in Perek Yud, and Mirz Hashem will talk about this on Thursday and next week, which is the Yotest Kislev week. But how you succeed in that battle between these two systems will determine your status. So the status is not determined by how many mitzvahs you do, but pnimius, eternally, whether these two subsystems of human experience, which system is triumphing, which system is not just controlling in a very, very, not violent, but in a very comprehensive fashion, but not just control, but conversion. After Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, what is Chazal darshin b'shnei levavos, both parts of your heart, which again, according to the Sefer HaTanya, is both the Nefesh Elokis and the Nefesh Behemoth. So we'll see how to become Tzaddik, how to become the Rasha, how to become the Beinoni. But again, they're not two different forces within you like the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara. They're two different identities that are even deeper than whom you are. Imagine two layers. You know who you are. You're in touch with your thoughts, with your emotions, with your psychology, with your physical desires. But deeper than that, there are two neshamos that are deeper than psychology, deeper than your thoughts, that are struggling. So that's what makes it mystical, because you're digging beyond just consciousness. You're digging into something even deeper than subconsciousness, something that's what we would say is our DNA, right? You don't know what your DNA is. You're not in touch with your DNA, but you know it's there, right? You know that your DNA is driving certain, is driving your psychology, is driving your subconscious. So think of Nefesh Elokis and Nefesh Behemoth, just as a muscle, as two different systems of DNA in human identity. They're driving you, and you're not in touch with them, but maybe if you're able to discern which comes from the head, which comes from the heart, but how you navigate the two, we'll see in Mirz Hashem tomorrow. Okay? Yom Tov, everyone. Yom Tov.